By leaving behind all deluded thoughts, we attain the body, Dhamma body or Samadhi. When the mind meets external condition, it is easily enticed into giving rise to delusion. This makes it difficult for us to eliminate our negative habitual tendency or wrong thought. If we can eradicate deluded thought from our mind, then naturally we can eliminate our negative habitual tendency and remain in Samadhi. Then delusion and discursive thought will no longer affect us. So this paragraph, if you pay attention, you will come to a very clear understanding. Most Dhamma books, they never tell you how this can be done. They only have the words. Then when you read, it's like, wow, very beautiful Dhamma. Oh, this is what Dhamma is. But if you were to look into it with understanding and clarity, you realize there was no teaching. It didn't teach you how to cultivate. So just now what I explained is the one that you need. What is Samadhi? The sixth enlightenment factor and how you realize that. Otherwise you can't. And Samadhi is a free mind that is collected and unwavering. And that one also not mentioned. So when the mind meets external condition, that's why they also say it's easily enticed into giving rise to delusion because there is no stability of Samadhi. Samadhi means the mind is a free mind yet is collected and unwavering. That's why the stability of mindfulness, the awareness nature, you have to stabilize it. Otherwise, you can't. You cannot be heedful in the midst of life. So all these are very important understanding. That's why it's not easy to teach the correct teaching, the correct Dhamma, leading to the correct cultivation. So they only mention it using Dhamma words. He said, if we can eradicate deluded thought from our mind. See, how to do it is never mentioned. Then naturally, we can eliminate negative habitual tendency and remain in Samadhi. So these words are true, but how to do it is never really described or explained. And not many people know how to do it. Without the understanding, if you have not gone through, you cannot explain. Then of course, deluded thinking or discursive thoughts or thinking will no longer affect us. Because to do that, you need wisdom. So to have wisdom, the cultivation is different. You must have Samadhi. You must have Sati, Pasati, leading to Samadhi. To have the direct seeing. Then you must see with mindfulness your thought process, how you function as a human being, how your views, opinion, and conditioning condition you into negativity. Then how through your own delusion, lack of understanding, you input the content of consciousness which has the deluded thinking, the wrong view, the ego roots. So all this you must see them clearly with your mindfulness, with your awareness nature within. That's why without mindfulness, without the stability of daily mindfulness, you cannot awaken. There is no way you can awaken. So daily mindfulness is a must. Sati sampajana.